This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. No children are injured after a school bus crashed south of Colorado Springs. The bus and two other vehicles collided this morning at Powers and Bradley. There's no word yet on who was at fault. State Patrol says two people in the other vehicles were injured and taken to the hospital. An investigation is ongoing. A motorcycle rider is dead after a crash last night in Colorado Springs. It happened near South Academy Boulevard and Milton E. Proby Parkway near the Colorado Springs Airport. Investigators believe the biker was heading westbound on Milton Proby and lost control at the curve to South Academy. The biker hit the guardrail and was ejected. Speed is believed to be a factor in the wreck. A new fire station is coming to northern Colorado Springs. KRDO's Tyler Cunnington has more.
The goal right now is to have an 8-minute response time for an emergency call 90% of the time, the department says. Springs Fire Chief Randy Royal, along with other city officials, breaking ground today on what will soon be the 24th fire station in the city. Chief Royal explains the $12.5 million station, along with its equipment, should take about 9 to 10 months or so to get built and would immediately get to work in serving the growing population here in the northern side of the city. He says these resources will help decrease response times in the area, albeit even if by 30 seconds or so. But for one neighbor, just minutes from this new site, he says those seconds are important.
The news station, up here, probably only about 2 miles. You shoot down power and come up Old Ranch and the Thunder Ridge to get into this neighborhood. So it would definitely be beneficial.
Now, Colorado Springs Fire says they're actually going to be able to keep a wildland truck as well as a paramedic right over at some open space in Pikes Peak State College to help serve this community while this construction moves forward. The site is supposed to open sometime next year. It's Tyler Cunnington, KRDO 13.
An investigation continues south of the Pueblo Country Club. There was a large police presence in the area today, and folks were asked to stay away. The scene was near the 2800 block of 7th Avenue. The all clear was given within an hour, and the roads were reopened. Police say a suspect was taken into custody, but there's no word yet on the charges. More information is expected to be released soon. Parents are on alert in Crowley County over allegations against a substitute teacher. A woman who worked for the school district is now accused of sexually assaulting a student in a car. Shelby Clark of La Junta was arrested last week and posted bond on Friday. Sheriff's records show the superintendent reported late last month that he believed the 20-year-old was possibly having inappropriate relationships with several boys. El Paso and Teller counties are making sure their peak alerts get to everyone. The emergency system is now available in more than 130 languages. This is how first responders send important information related to fires, police activity, evacuations, and more. Anyone who isn't signed up simply needs to download the ReachWell app, accept push notifications, select their language, and add peak alerts. More electric bikes are being used in Colorado Springs. Peak Ride leases them for $25 a month. The nonprofit has been providing people with an affordable and clean mode of transportation since 2019. But the program seems to be in demand like never before. It just hit a new milestone, doubling the number of participants in the first quarter of the year. And Chuck E. Cheese, my good friend, has left the building.
Who's the leader of the band? Who could make a birthday party greatest in the land?
Chuck E. Cheese's infamous animatronic band is heading for a breakup. The New York Times reports the pizza chain will be getting rid of Munch's make-believe band at all but two of its more than 400 locations by the end of the year. The band will only remain at one location in Los Angeles and another in Nanuet, New York. Chuck E. Cheese's chief executive told the Times the change is part of what's described as the chain's most aggressive transformation. Locations without the animatronic band will move to feature more screens, digital dance floors, and trampoline gyms. I'm Lisa Taylor.
I'm Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Rachel Plath. Storms are continuing to pop up across southern Colorado. I do expect them to last into tonight with the potential for a few strong to severe cells capable of producing large hail, as well as damaging winds and very heavy rain. Localized flooding could be an issue. As we take you into your Wednesday night, Thursday is expected to be stormy once again, but the storm should be fewer and farther between. High temperatures getting into the 60s and 70s. That's your weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.